KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for a Thursday, the 13th day of May. Well, the Amador School Board dealt with a variety of agenda items when they met last night. The board received its usual updates on the COVID-19 situation. School officials continue to navigate widely varied standards and guidelines for different school-related events. Upcoming prom events at the county's high schools will require that all attendees take COVID-19 tests before going to the dance, with high school graduations, which are governed by a separate set of guidelines, will not require COVID testing beforehand. The board approved a resolution naming the Argonaut High School gym for former Argonaut girls basketball coach Mark Giannini. Giannini, who passed in 2018, led the Lady Mustangs for 17 years and to a number of championship wins. And the board also approved new textbooks for 8th grade history and social science, as well as a contract for a new communications system for the school district. The new system will allow messages to go out to staff, students, and parents and use phones, text messages, and a smartphone app. Well, a barbecue mishap ended with two hospitalized. According to the Calavera Sheriff's Office, last night around 6 o'clock, a man and woman were burned while trying to light a barbecue. It's unclear whether the flames flared up or if there was some type of explosion. A female victim had critical burns to her face, and a male had second-degree burns to his hands. The incident happened at a residence on Old Immigrant Road West near Railroad Flat Road. The pair was medevaced from the scene to a Valley Trauma Center. No further details were released. And California is likely to have guidelines and mandates for wearing masks indoors after the state fully reopens next month. That coming from Governor Newsom yesterday as he walked back comments from the previous day that indicated masks would be gone in nearly all situations around the state. In an interview Tuesday, Newsom said once the state fully reopens after June 15th, we'll look a lot like the world we entered into before the pandemic. The governor told reporters, quote, "We are not wearing face coverings. We're not restricting in any way, shape, or form from doing the old things that we used to do, save for huge, large-scale indoor convention events," adding, "There will be no mandates and no restrictions on businesses large and small." Newsom's comments on Tuesday and his remarks on Wednesday seem to conflict with what the state has planned for mask mandates. California has a host of other rules for businesses and other public places. Those rules will vary from county to county, with the more severe restrictions imposed on places where the virus is the most widespread after that June 15th date. Newsom has been under pressure to relax coronavirus restrictions as the number of new cases decline. The rate of people testing positive for the coronavirus in California is just 1.1%, the lowest in the nation. And Caltrans has completed removing the winter snow debris and made necessary repairs to reopen Highway 4 over Ebbets Pass for the summer. That was achieved at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Each year, the District 10's goal is to reopen Ebbets Pass no later than the Friday prior to Memorial Day weekend. Late-season storms, snow accumulation, and resources sometimes hinder that goal. However, due to the light rain and snow this year, Ebbets Pass was opened well before the Memorial Day weekend. Though Ebbets Pass is open, motorists still should be prepared for emergencies as the weather and road conditions can change rapidly. Ebbets Pass was designated as a California State Scenic Highway in 1971 and was honored with the National Scenic Byway status in 2005. Also, it is one of only seven nationally so designated byways in California and of 151 in the entire nation. And the city of Jackson has welcomed its first energy-efficient vehicle to the city's fleet. On May 6th, the city received a hybrid 2021 Toyota RAV4. This is the first energy-efficient vehicle the city has owned. The new RAV4 replaced the building department's 2005 Ford Ranger. The RAV4 Hybrid averages 41 miles per gallon of gas, while the 2005 Ranger gets 14 miles per gallon of gas. Building Inspector Michael Hooper has been assigned to the new RAV4. This purchase was made possible by grants from the Amador County Transportation Commission and the Amador County Air District. Jackson has been at the forefront of cutting-edge energy efficiency programs. Over the years, the city has earned the California League of Cities Beacon Award by adopting an energy action plan in 2015 with goals to increase renewable energy use and energy efficiency. And as of now, the Amador El Dorado burn taking place today at the Sacramento Valley Shooting Club is still on. The Cal Fire burn will take place between 10 and 3 today within the 40 acres of the Sacramento Valley Shooting Center's vegetation management project. Smoke will be visible in the Ione and surrounding areas. As with all Cal Fire control burns, this project will be evaluated at burn time, utilizing a go-no-go checklist that is based on weather and incident activity. Also, approval from the Sacramento Metropolitan Air Quality Management District. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, please visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.